right. This is Smooth Few Films doing the episode one commentary. This is Eddie.
This is Nick.
This is Daniel.
And we're starting the commentary in 3, 2, 1, go.
See, we never do stuff like this anymore in episodes. Like, this was the only one that has moving shots at the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, because we started off with plates, but our plates became static after this episode, I think.
Yes, that's true.
I actually recorded this music, like, a couple days before we did the episode. This
was, yeah, it's some of the before only music Jason. That's not Damn Dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. Before he worked on all the stuff.
Also, player's text is different.
Yes.
It is a little bit. If you look, his gun is sticking out of his feet also.
It is right there. If you look at the bottom.
It's also one of the only scenes, this and when the bomb goes off in 3,
mm-hmm.
where we use a posed ragdoll not moving. Because most of the other times that we try to have a move, like Cortez turned his head in 12, you know, and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. We just have a ragdoll just posed and waiting there.
Yes.
And this and is the old logo.
Yes.
That is some random people that Daniel found on the internet.
But I thought they looked smooth. And there were a few of them.
There was only a few.
There were a few.
And this is the theme song that we all know and love.
That's also the only shot. The one of Cortez is the only
it's
one.
The only one that's
that
not
doesn't
in the episode.
Appear in an episode.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. And we actually had a different opening credit sequence up until
a terrible.
Yeah. The audio in this first episode is pretty quiet.
It's pretty quiet.
We didn't
this is before we.
But that joke right there slays.
I like it.
The joke's very good.
The yeah. The is that the Robin Wizard hat?
Yeah.
Okay.
That line.
That's where that came.
That line spawned. Was actually improv'd.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, it was an accident. Like Daniel, Eddie and Daniel were going through the lines together, and Eddie said something to Daniel. And Daniel just said, eat a dick sandwich, not, it wasn't in the script. And we just left it in.
Who's this guy?
I don't know.
I don't recognize him.
Because Westheimer is, doesn't sound anything.
Cortez doesn't. None of the Cortez, characters sound quite the same.
All the characters became more ridiculous and more. I mean,
here it is, wait.
Terrible split screen.
Only time that ever
I
happens.
Love that split screen. I think it's the best part of the episode.
This scene just kind of dominated us.
This was the scene we were filming on the day we spent 15 hours filming.
Yes.
That is true, and we shot parts of it over like 3 different shooting sessions.
Yeah, and we had to refilm the second half of it.
Yes.
And the over the show
are completely wrong.
It's so wrong.
Ahmad
okay.
is so annoying in this scene because we didn't quite know what Ahmad was going to be at this point, and but we just knew that he ended up being very annoying in this scene, and we liked that.
His name is Cortez Emilio Alejandro Jesus Cardinal. That
show
was so hard to get.
Yeah. It took us about 4 times. And then these are just random people. They're supposed to be the Muertos before we had Muerto skins.
Yeah, it's true. Well, because we knew that the Muertos were coming back at this point, but we didn't know exactly how that was all going to play out.
Nice.
If you listen, Montrose is still talking. Smacks his lips a little.
Yeah, it didn't come across quite as well. But I remember, if you listen, you can hear it in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don't,
just,
I know.
The Ella shot, yeah.
I know how bad it is.
Yeah, the camera's kind of
oh, that's
all over
like
the
this one, though, yeah.
Yes.
That was a good, and that was one of the ones we shot, like, on the 3rd or 4th time we were shooting.
I still like this joke.
That we filmed like a few hours before we released the episode, the shot of Cortez walking
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because the other one didn't look right.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's very funny. Some team building games. One of the few times Cortez is very silly.
Yeah, yes. He became a lot more serious later.
Yeah, there was another one of those moving plates that we stopped using.
Yeah.
Because they were.
Because, yeah, the moving plates didn't quite work,
they were too short. I can't get over how different Westheimer sounds in these first episodes.
What's weird is this scene, the Westheimer is strange.
Yes.
On a different note, this scene is shot 1.5 billion times better.
Better
than the terrorist scene. And we knew that when we did it. We were like, this scene is so much more interesting visually than the scene in the front yard. But we couldn't seem to find a solution.
Yeah.
But it still turned out good, I think. Still turned out all right. Man. Yeah, Westheimer's voice is just...
completely different.
Yeah. It's just a different character, almost. It's not a different character,
and this
but
is also when Leroy was just all about WoW.
Yeah.
That was about 9 episodes, yeah. I think. It was hella creepy, though.
See, I'm kind of actually watching the episode.
Yeah,
now.
No, now I'm just watching it.
I do like that, though.
I don't even remember where that joke came from, but I just thought it was so funny that they would end up playing Marco Polo
with a blind man. Because I didn't know where it came from either, but yes. That was your... It's like, they're going to play hide and seek. It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah. Brokeback.
It's from Dallas.
Yeah.
A bunch of rednecks who would call each other broke.
Remember how long
that scene took? About 8 years to shoot.
That scene took forever to shoot.
Yeah,
because we were noobs with Gmod and we didn't know how to make the dude a statue. And I made a marionette, like I made a puppet with ropes and like wood.
It looked very silly.
There it is. Domination Man. Throughout the rest of the season, people kept asking, how come Cortez could do this and do this? And my answer is always, because he's like Daredevil. We established
like,
it in the
like
first
sonar,
episode.
Basically.
It might be a joke in the episode, but it doesn't
and
make I'll, it
and I
Ahmad
also
was
love
right
that he
true.
Just starts openly firing at his team, not in a challenge.
In the first couple of episodes, we hadn't really established that rule. Like earlier on when Westheimer's from the patio looking down.
They're throwing grenades at each other.
He throws
other.
A grenade and it blows up. And nothing happens. And then there he shoots at him. You know, Cortez is shooting at him.
Right. Our show was a lot less safe.
When the bomb goes off in, you know, in 3.
Well, remember there was a bit in episode 3 or 4 where Montrose got scared because he saw a spider and shoots Ellis in the head. And we took it out.
Right.
I think I was the most opposed to that because
it
I
did
was
look
like,
pretty outlandish.
Listen, we've done some stuff before where we've never shot someone in the head.
Yeah.
And then... I want to say that's when we decided that they could only that they couldn't die
the
they
rules
could die
of the
in challenges
challenge, yeah.
But they couldn't die in real life or else they would actually be dead.
Oh wow, this is we're already at the end of the episode now.
That's a very short episode.
That line was totally improv.
It was
completely
totally improv.
And brilliant and Nick didn't want to use it.
Well, because the trailer ended.
It was a bit harsh, I thought. But that's who Chet is.
And
so
you originally
okay.
said a different name that you were like, we have to change that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was someone that you knew.
Yes.
Yeah.
But and I didn't... It's not that I hated that person. It's just
the
that
name
accidentally
out.
Came out, and I just happened to know someone by that same name. Yeah. And so I was like, it's kind of iffy. I don't know if we should go with that one.
Yeah.
So I changed it to Amy, even though I do know some Amys, but not really well. So.
Sorry about
well,
that.
Well, because the trailer ended with the Boot World line, the trailer that we released, and it was very funny. And Nick was in the closet, and we were like, Nick, we need a Boot World line to end the episode on. And we didn't let Nick come out of the closet until he came up with one.
He's very angry.
And that's what I came up with. And it was okay. I thought
it was
I
a good ending joke. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the end of the commentary for the first episode. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for stopping by.